Video. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found a passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physicians, cure yourself, and say, do here in your native place the things that we heard we are done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to haul him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. Before we dwell on today's gospel, today is a Labor Day when workers are asked to rest to enjoy the fruit of their labor. Today reminds us of the responsibility God has entrusted on human beings. If we recall the history of creation, after creating man, or before the creation of man, God said, "Let us create man in our image and likeness." And man was created. God gave man the authority to continue this procreation. So when we engage ourselves in doing work, when we work, when we use the talents God has given to us to produce something, we are doing the will of God. So there is dignity in labor. And today we celebrate all workers and all those who have retired, because it is after work, you rest and you retire. And when you reach up to the age of retirement, you have to rest to enjoy the fruit of your labor. So today, we thank all of you who have put their efforts in working. And also we pray for God's blessings upon all of you. My dear friends in Christ, in today's gospel, we saw how Jesus started his work when he entered the synagogue. And this was right after his baptism. Remember, during his baptism, there was something spectacular that happened. There was a voice that came that said, "This is my beloved son, listen to him." There was also the presence of the Holy Spirit. Then after his baptism, Jesus now went into his hometown and entered the synagogue and requested for the scroll. They handed him the scroll and he opened it. To this spot, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And other things. Today, I want us to remember that as Christians, we have the Spirit of God in us, the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit was infused in us on the day of our baptism. And the Holy Spirit is the power of God in action. And this is what I want us to think about today, about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. I want us to begin to think about acknowledging the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. You know, most of us Catholics, we talk of God, we talk of Jesus, but at times we forget the Holy Spirit. This is something that we have to think about, the manifestation of the Spirit of God in us. And it is when we acknowledge this power of God in us, that is when we begin to feel God's presence around us. But when we don't acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit in us, we may not feel anything. That is why at times when people go to church, they say, "Oh, I don't feel anything," especially the younger ones, the younger generations. They feel, that they don't feel anything. It is because they have not acknowledged the Holy Spirit of God in them. I think we have more time to expound on this. But today I want us to think about it. That is a power God has given to us on the day for baptisms. And we have to reactivate this power by acknowledging his presence in us, by desiring the Holy Spirit, and by loving the Holy Spirit. These three things. Just as Jesus, when he spoke to the people, they were so much amazed. The first time I heard about the Holy Spirit, that was how I was amazed, until I prayed and asked God, "I want to feel this Holy Spirit in me." And I felt it. And from that moment, there was a change in my life. And that is what I want to encourage each and every one of us to pray for this renewal of power. And when this power manifests, we will see that our life will change. We begin to appreciate God's goodness in our lives. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us pray for the grace of God to acknowledge this Spirit of God that He has given to us on the day of our baptism. Amen. Please, may we rise.